زيارة أف أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام إن نجف. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that one who visits Amir al-Mu'mineen, knowing his status, that means acknowledges his imamah, and that it is wajib to obey him, and that he is the true successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah writes for him the reward of 100,000 martyrs, forgives his past and future sins, will raise him amongst the saved ones, make his accounts lighter, the angels receive him. If he gets sick, when he goes back home, they visit him, and if he were to die, they follow his janazah, seeking forgiveness for him until he reaches his grave. He also said that the one who walks to visit Imam Ali alayhi salam, for every footstep he takes, Allah writes for him the reward of performing one Hajj and one Umrah. If he returns walking for every footstep he takes, Allah writes for him the reward of performing two Hajj and two Umrahs. Let's first look at the city of Najaf. Najaf is renowned basically because of the Haram of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's about 90 kilometers from Karbala and about 160 kilometers south of Baghdad. And Najaf literally means a place that is hard for water to reach since it is on high ground. There is also a riwayah which says that there was a mountain here first, and this was the same mountain that the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam took refuge on when the floods were starting. And Prophet Nuh alayhi salam asks him, as Quran states, to come and join him, but he refuses. And this mountain was, we are told, called Nay, and this mountain actually crumbled when the water gushed out, and instead there was an expanse of water here. Now when this water dried up, and a place where there's no water, dried place, is called Jaf, so the two put together, Nay Jaf or Najaf came to be known as its name. Now Najaf is made up of the old city and the modern city, and most of the houses in the old city have a basement which is known as Sardab. Now this is quite common here because it's used for sleeping during the summer days because it's much, much cooler down there. The modern city was built during the 1960s and 70s. It's located far away from the Haram and it's distinguished by larger modern housing. It also houses the manufacturing sector of Najaf. The grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam, remember when Imam Hassan and Hussein buried Imam Ali alayhi salam, this place was not known, and it was first discovered by Dawood bin Ali al-Abbasi around 139 after Hijrah. And Harun al-Rashid we are told, found it on a hunting trip around 170 after Hijrah, and he ordered the building of a dome of red mud. Today, the Haram consists of the courtyard, the halls, and the four-sided zari, which is covered by a gold dome, and there's two gold minarets as well. Najaf also houses the Islamic seminary. This was founded by Sheikh Tusi, and it became the most important religious school in the world. It catered for Muslims from all over the world. And there's a very unique method of instruction here because the student has complete freedom in selecting his teacher, his topic, and the lecture time. And the student is awarded the highest degree of ijtihad after passing the three stages, the introduction, the discussions that are based on certain books, and finally discussions without relying on a single book. And the final stage is the most important. And you know what? Only 3% of students are successful. Tuition is free. The religious authorities provide financial support, books, all other necessities. Incidentally, there's about 25 religious schools in Najaf. Today, the person who heads this marja'iyah in Najaf is Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Sistani. May Allah grant him a long life, who came to Najaf in 1951 to study religion. He lives in a small house in the Buraq quarter of the old city. It's about 200 meters from the Haram of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Try to visit him. Sayyid has a wide network of representatives inside and outside Iraq who keep him with the developments in various fields. He also runs a large number of religious schools and cultural foundations all over the world. You know what? If you walk around Najaf, you will find that there is no quarter or street without a mosque, which could be, you know, it could be a small mosque for the locals, and or it could be a large attended by visitors to the city. And if you went to visit these mosques, try and do so. You will find that the imams of these mosques are distinguished scholars. The most prominent scholars and well-known families in Najaf have their own mosques. For example, you have the Mosque of Al-Tusi, which is the north to the north of the Haram. It's in the Al-Amara quarter. You have different mosques. You have, for example, Masjid al-Hanana on the left side of the road between Najaf and Kufa. You have the Shaqiri Mosque in Imam Ali Street on the entrance of Najaf, and one that you may have heard about, which is Kashif al-Ghita Mosque in Al-Amara. There are many private libraries belonging to religious families in Najaf, such as the Kashif al-Ghita Library. The most famous public libraries are the Imam al-Hakim Library, the Al-Alamin Library, Al-Haydari Library, and Amir al-Mu'mineen Library. And the libraries contain manuscripts from way before. There's also copies of Quran written by Imam Ali al-Islam in the Kufic style with no dots on the letters, written on deerskin. One of these copies has the stamp of Imam Hassan al-Islam, which proves its authenticity. Land of Najaf, famous for precious stones, especially the Dure Najaf as such. Rings made from these are believed to have many, many benefits on the person who wears these rings. Let's now look at the Haram of Imam Ali al-Islam, or the Masjid of Imam Ali al-Islam. Now, there are three graves in the main Zari. You have the grave of Imam Ali al-Islam, that of Prophet Adam al-Islam, and that of Prophet Nuh al-Islam. Whenever you go to a mosque, good to ask permission to enter, which is known as Idhn al-Dukhul. Try to memorize a little bit of Idhn al-Dukhul. Allahumma inni waqaftu ala babi baytin min buyuti nabiyika wa ali nabiyika alayhi wa alayhim as-salam. Oh Allah, I am standing at the door of one of the houses of your Prophet and the family of your Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And then just ask, A'adkhulu ya Rasulullah, may I enter ya Rasulullah? A'adkhulu ya Hujjatullah, may I enter, O the proof of Allah? A'adkhulu ya Malaikatullah al-Muqarrabin, may I enter, O the angels of Allah? And as you cross the threshold with your right foot, enter with humility. Recite Bismillahi wa billahi wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa ali. Allahumma ghfirli wa rahamni wa tub alayya innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. In the name of Allah and by Allah, in the path of Allah and on the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, turn repentant towards me, for you are the most forgiving and the most merciful. Greet Imam while standing as near as possible, standing in his presence as though he were still alive in the physical world. He knows you are there and that you have come to visit him. All your salams reach him, for Allah sends angels to greet anyone from his ummah who greets him.